Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today, it's Quiet Time Coaching, episode 149. And today, we are in Psalm 123 and verse 1. It reads, I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. The psalmist lifts up his eyes, and in doing so, he's indicating that he's taking the posture of a servant, and he's going to talk about that in verse 2. Deliberately placing himself in that attitude of a servant. And in that position, he's recognizing God for who he is. He is the one enthroned in heaven. He's not like us. He is different. Psalm 115, verse 3 expresses it very well. Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. And that's true. God is not us. He's not like us in a fundamental sense. There is, of course, we are like him in some senses. We're made in his image in Genesis 1, 27, 28. But he is God and we are not. And so it's wise for us when we go to pray and think with God and of God that we are his servants and he is enthroned in heaven. There's a good side to that sense of being in the posture of a servant. But it's not just about doing that because it's right. It's because it places us in the position of being ready to receive from him what we need. Only the master can give the servant what they need. Only our Father in heaven can give us what we need that we can't get for ourselves. And that's why we're told by Jesus to ask for what we need. In Luke 11, verse 9, he says, So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. The first Psalm of Ascent, number 120, looked higher than the hills, looked to the hills, looked to the mountains and said, no, God is beyond the mountains. Now this pilgrim seems to have got used to looking beyond his circumstances, to God in the heavens. It seems that the localized mountains aren't obscuring his spiritual vision anymore. And that's part of why we pray and read the Bible and do it consistently, because as we do so, we develop an understanding of God, a knowledge of God, a love for God, an experience of God's presence with us that helps us to more, if you like, habitually look beyond our problem, beyond our circumstances, and beyond the trappings of this world to God himself and see things from his perspective. So I'd encourage us today as we're praying to ask God to help you to be more habitually focused on him through your day. We're so lucky to be able to have this relationship with God, whose faithful wisdom, faithful love and wisdom are way beyond ours. Psalm 36, verse 5, Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Isaiah 55, verse 9, As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. It's not so much a rebuke, it's just a reminder. And how lucky we are. Of course, the Lord's Prayer starts the same way. Our Father in heaven. As Eugene Peterson says in his book, Jesus was a servant, but God did not become a servant so that we could order him around, but so that we could join him in a redemptive life. What does that mean? It means that we are honest about our needs. We fix our eyes on God. And then we trust him that his plan for our day, just today, we don't know about tomorrow, his plan for today is a good plan. And if we could adopt the posture of a servant, he He will give us what we need if we ask. I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. Let's pray to that wonderful Heavenly Father today. And I hope and pray that as you do so, you will find greater confidence that He will meet your needs in Christ by the power of His Spirit beyond what perhaps even you believe possible. He's there to support you physically, emotionally, spiritually, with any mental health issues you have. Your Father is with you and available right now. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.